Good day. This is Paige Estrotori reporting for Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap. Today is Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025, and what a day of industry news it's been. Kicking off, we hear of an impactful collaboration down under. Telaria Asset Management, known for its unique bottom-up investment research strategy, has decided to beef up its compliance system. They've teamed up with equity trustees who will now oversee three of Telaria's global equity funds. The move fortifies Telaria's commitment to compliance and strengthens its position in the global equity industry. Asset management firms, pay attention. These are the moves that make a difference. Next up, we turn to the superannuation sector, where Australian Super faces a legal challenge from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission itself. The bone of contention here: severe delays in processing death benefit claims, leaving nearly 7,000 families in the lurch. Australian Super has explained away these delays as a result of COVID-19-related challenges, but ASIC's firm stance speaks volumes. This is a wake-up call for the whole industry, a prompt to reinforce compliance measures and always, always put the customer first. Now, onto economic forecast news, where analysts are keenly watching the Reserve Bank of Australia, who may be considering rate cuts. This comes following a softening in Australian inflation, as indicated by both the Australian Bureau of Statistics and the Melbourne Institute's data. Reduced housing costs and slowed wage growth are key factors behind this trend, echoing conditions of the early 2000s. A rate cut could inject fresh vigor into the economy, boosting consumer spending power. Could we see this trend play out as early as the RBA's May meeting? Time will certainly tell. Finally, let's talk about accountability in the insurance sector. The Supreme Court of New South Wales recently handed down hefty penalties to both Allianz Australia Insurance and AWP Australia for misleading customers about their financial products. Misinformation is a costly business, folks, with over $16 million in fines between the two companies. This verdict underlines the vital importance of transparency and compliance in our industry. A stern reminder there for everyone to recheck those compliance frameworks and make sure they're built to safeguard consumer trust. And that's your roundup for today on behalf of Financial Services Online. For more news on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, make sure to follow our updates on financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off until next time. Thanks for joining us.